Never overlook or underestimate the importance of your immigration history. How you started your immigration journey to the United States, be it last week or 20 years ago, will often determine your ability to become a permanent resident. The circumstances surrounding your entries into, as well as your exits from, the U.S. can make or break your ability to win a green card. I'll explain in just a moment. Hi, this is Carlos Patara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. Entries and exits are facts that the government always looks at. Here are four general lines of inquiry you can anticipate being asked. First, when did you enter the United States? Your entry date determines your right to seek benefits under a variety of programs. For instance, if you entered on or before January 1st, 1972, you might be eligible for a lesser-known program like registry. Or, if the government is trying to deport you and you entered less than 10 years ago, you will not qualify for cancellation or removal at immigration court. Second, how did you enter the United States? Did you enter with or without inspection? Your answer will affect your ability to apply for certain programs. If you entered with temporary permission, like a business, student, or tourist visa, you might be able to seek lawful permanent resident status here in the U.S. On the other hand, perhaps you're from a country which allowed you to enter the United States under the visa waiver program. In that case, you could be limited from seeking immigration benefits while still here in the U.S. Third, why did you enter the United States? If you entered the country to escape persecution or torture, you might be able to seek benefits under asylum. Or maybe you entered via a fiancé visa. Now you're seeking a green card with a different spouse. That's a no-no. Fourth, did you ever leave the United States after your first entry? Sometimes leaving and re-entering will undermine your immigration petition, even when you were admitted lawfully the first time. You can expect questions on this topic like, how many times did you leave the U.S.? And for each separate departure and return, expect to be asked, why did you leave the United States? When did you leave the United States? How long did you leave the United States? And when did you re-enter the United States? And last but not least, how did you re-enter the U.S. each time? With government permission or without inspection and lawful admission? Before closing, I want to re-emphasize your chance for immigration success depends, in part, on your entry and exit history. Do not proceed without this history being thoroughly evaluated. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.